If you're a fan of David Attenborough's amazing documentaries about our big blue planet, you'll know the huge challenges that baby fish face. They prey for larger fish, birds and humans and have to contend with tons of plastic and chemical pollution. But scientists say one of the biggest problems they confront is climate change. New research has found that as oceans absorb more and more carbon emissions, baby fish will find it harder to find safe habitats, and that could see a dramatic decline in fish stocks. Isabel Damon reports.
It's an unusually hot autumn in Adelaide, and fishers have gathered at the end of Glenelg Jetty, hoping for a bite.
Just the relaxation, listening to the waves, the gentle breeze.
We've got a couple of Tommy Ruffs and we've got a few sandy crabs.
But new research from the University of Adelaide has found catching anything at all might be harder in the future due to rising CO2 levels in the ocean.
A few years ago, we started investigating the effects of climate change on larval fish. And we're specifically interested in that because it's the larval fish that grow up in the oceans and return to coastal areas to replenish fish populations.
That's Professor Ivan Nagelkirchen. He compared the behaviour of barramundi larvae in normal water and in water with elevated CO2 levels, similar to those predicted for the end of this century.
When we raised these larvae under elevated CO2, we saw that those larvae were no longer attracted, and even worse, they were deterred by sounds of their natural habitat.
Larvae, or baby fish, use ocean sounds, including from other animals, to guide them to shallow water once they're old enough. A safe habitat is critical for their survival and their ability to reproduce.
Lower pH levels, acidity levels, or high CO2 levels interfere with the neurotransmitter function in their brain, and as a result, all normal behaviors are being altered. The question is, you know, what proportion of species will show this response?
Can this be reversed, or is it already too late?
No, if you have an experiment where you've raised larvae under elevated CO2 and you put them back in normal water, after a few days, they start behaving normally again. So there's definitely scope for reversal, but we need to reduce our CO2 emissions.
It's not just a problem for the oceans, but for the world's entire ecosystem.
I think what people don't see doesn't hurt them. You need to be made more aware.
If the environment's not taken care of, then there's nothing here to fish for. And if there's nothing to fish for, then we're not going to enjoy it. So it's definitely important.
Isabel Damon with that report.